Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Metzora. That's Perek Yod Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the Pasuk says, "Vaydaber Shalom Moshe v'el Aaron Lemer." Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, "Ki savayu l'eretz Kanaan. When you come to the land of Canaan, Asher ani noseh lechem l'achuzah, that I give to you as a possession, v'nosati negat tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem, and I shall place a negat tzaras on a house in the land of your possession." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'nosati negat tzaras. Rashi says, "Besara hilahem." This is good news for them. Shana goyim by malaim that they're going to have a nega on their house. Fishat minu ame rimat money yeshel zov bekiras batei. Since the Amorim, those living in Eretz Canaan, hid a whole bunch of silver and gold and treasures in the walls of their houses for all the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, by Dan Negan, because there's a Negan on the wall of the house, the wall has to be smashed open and then they're going to find the treasures inside the wall of the house. So it's not such a bad thing to have a Negan on the wall of the house. Back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed, hey, what does this person do? Ubashar Loi HaBayis, the one that has the house, he comes, and he tells the Kohen, saying, "Kin Negan Nir Li BaBayis, like a Negan has appeared to me on my house." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Even though this person is a Talmud Chacham and he knows for sure it's a Nega, he shouldn't paskin something clearly and say, "Nega nearly, I for sure saw a Nega." Ella kin Nega nearly, it looks like a Nega to me. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vitziv HaKoyin, the Koyin should command, Ufinu as HaBayis, and they should clear out the house, B'terem Yoveh HaKoyin L'Ras as a Nega, before the Koyin comes to see the Nega, V'loyet Makal HaShir HaBayis, so that everything in the house shouldn't become Tameh. V'achar Kenan, afterwards Yoveh HaKoyin L'Ras as HaBayis, the Koyin should come to look at the house. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, B'terem Yaveh HaKoyin, Shekolz Man She'en HaKoyin Nizkakloi, before the Koyin comes to look at it, Ein Shom Taras Toma, it's not considered like it's Tomei, even if it's for sure Nega. V'liyet Makal Sher HaBayis, they're going to clean everything out so that it doesn't become Tomei. She'im Lo Yifaneu, if they don't clear it out, V'yaveh HaKoyin V'yir HaNega, the Koyin comes and he sees the Nega, Nizkak LaHesker, so then he's going to have to close up the house, V'chol Ma She'Basach Yitma, everything inside is going to become Tomei. V'amachas HaTaira, what's HaTaira being careful of? What are they trying to save this owner from? Imakle Shatef, if we're talking about something that could be immersed in a mikvah, yad bilim vitaru. There's no big deal. Let him immerse them in the mikvah and they'll become tahar. So there's no big deal if they become tamei. V'amal eichlenu mashkin. And if we're talking about the food and drink that's inside the house, it's going to become tamei. So that's also not a big deal. Yoichlen meitu masai. He could eat them when he's tamei. Halichas tahar al kli cheres. The tahar is being careful for all the earthenware kelim she'en lahem tahar b'mikvah. They cannot become tahar in the mikvah and they would have to be broken. So that's the whole reason why he has to clear everything out so that his kli cheres do not become tamei. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. V'rasa nega, and the Kohen's going to see the nega. V'hineh nega b'kiras habayis, and it's on the walls of the house. Shikaru rice, sunken in, yurak rakais ayadam demais, very green or very red, umarihen shuffle menakir, and their appearance is lower than the wall. V'yatza koin menabayas al pesach habayas, the koin's gonna go out of the house to the entrance of the house, v'hiskir sabayas shivas yomim, he has to close off the house for 7 days. Shava koin be'emashvi, the koin is gonna return on the 7th day, v'run, he sees, v'hine pasa nega b'kiras habayas, if it's spread out on the walls of the house, v'tziva koin, the koin should command v'chiltu es havanum, they should remove the stones, asher bohen hanaga, that have the nega on them, v'yishlichu asen al mechutz l'ir, they should throw them outside the city, almakim tamei, to a place which is tamei. V'asabayis yaktziyam ibayis saviv, and the house should be scraped all around from the inside. V'shafchu es ha'ofer asher hiktzu, and they shall pour out the dirt that they scraped out almichutz l'ir, outside the city, almakim tamei, to a place which is tamei. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk mem aleph. Rashi says yaktziyam will shon mishnah yesh harbe, and we have this many times throughout Mishnah. Mibayis means mibifnim, on the inside. Saviv svivayis hanaga, around the nega, they're scraping around that. What are they scraping? B'tarz kahanim nijosh kain. It's explained shiglef hatiach shesviv avnei hanaga. They scrape the cement and the plaster, which is around the stones that had the nega on them. They should take other stones and bring them in place of those stones. He should take other dirt or other plaster and plaster the house. Let's say this nega returns and it spreads throughout the house. After he removed the stones, after he had scraped the house, and after it was plastered, and the kohen should come, and he sees, and behold, the nega spread throughout the house. This is Taras Mamaris in the house. Tamehu, it's Tameh. V'notatz es habayis, he shall smash the house as avonav es eitzav, its stones and its wood, v'ez kalafar habayis, and all the plaster of the house, v'haitzi al mechutz la'ir, and bring it outside to the city, al makam Tameh, to a place that's Tameh. V'abal habayis, kalameh hizgirai, so if someone went into the house all the days that it was quarantined, it was locked off, yitma ad arav, he's going to become Tameh till the evening. V'ashaychev habayis, someone who sits around the house, yichabes his begadav, he's going to have to wash his clothing also. V'oichel habayis, or someone that eats in the house, yichabes his begadav, he also has to wash his clothing. V'imba yave ha'kayin, if the kayin comes, v'rav hinei loy pasa nega habayis, and behold, the nega did not spread throughout the house. Achrei hitoiches habayis, after he plastered the house, v'tir ha'kayin es habayis, kinir pa nega. The kayin shall be matar the house, because the nega became healed. V'lokach l'chatei es habayis, and to clean the house, he shall take, shteitzi parim, 2 birds, v'eitz arrows and cedar wood, ushnit ha'ilas, and a tongue of red wool, v'ezov and some hyssop, v'shachar es ha'tzipor echas, and he shall shecht 1 bird, al kli cheres, into an earthenware kli, al mayim chayim, onto to spring water. He shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the red wool, and the live bird, and dip them in the blood of the shechted bird, and on the spring water. And he shall sprinkle it on the house 7 times. And he cleans the house, or he purifies the house, with the blood of the bird and the spring water, with the live bird and the cedar wood and the hyssop and the red wool. And he shall send the live bird out of the city towards the field, and he should bring about a kapara for the house, and it should become purified. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with some concluding remarks about Tzaras, and then on to other types of Tumah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.